Water cooler's up right now.
It's time to take in your comments and questions. Yeah. At 222-0104, it's the WDKX Water Cooler on 103.9 WDKX Rochester.
With Chief Shepherd in studio this morning, we'll go a little bit early because I got at least three different things to talk about with Chief. Good morning, Chief. How are you doing today?
Very good, sir. How about you?
Good. The last hour or so, we've been talking a little bit about the Lilac Festival. Let's start there. What did you know, and was Facebook the first sort of indication that there were going to be problems at the Lilac Festival?
My first indications actually started like about a year ago, in that we've seen increases of issues at the festival, particularly on the last day or that Saturday before the last day. And we did have intelligence from, you know, monitoring the social networks that there was some game plan for groups to meet up there and do their thing. We had a number of resources there, and then once we started to see those groups coming together and either going to the park or even posting inside the park, you know, we started to make people move on. And as we made them move on, a couple fights did jump off on the exterior. And as you know, it was a very hectic Saturday night. Just to give you some idea in terms of the number of resources there, once we realized that there was going to be additional issues there than we anticipated, we probably had an excess of 65 police officers in and around Highland Park.
Now, let me ask a question. Going forward from this, and I know you, for people that don't know, these festivals, you sit down with every single person that does a festival. Puerto Rican Festival, African American Festival, doesn't matter if it's Jazz Festival, Park Ave Festival. You sit down with everybody that's putting together a festival, and you go over security. After this festival, will you be sitting down with other festivals coming up, and will there be some new changes expected for these festivals?
And that's an excellent question, Tariq, because what we do is when we sit down with your, particularly your big festivals, we tell them this is what you're going to have to contract with the city of Rochester to maintain police resources. In addition to that, they will bring their own security. You know, they may have a private security that also works. I know Lilac Festival had it on the interior where they had a private security group that maintained security within the park. Mm-hmm. And our responsibility was, you know, traffic and the outside area. But we do that. We sit down with them and contract for it. And we try to anticipate problems. As you know, that there's any number of venues that we can go back historically and say, yes, we've had a problem here or we had a problem there. And from those recollections, going back over our records, we'll say, you got to up the security. Or in some instances, we tell them you can't have an event because if you're not willing to contract for those resources, mm-hmm. we know that we're going to end up with a bigger problem.
All right, in your opinion, fresh off of, I know this took place over the weekend, what would deter it from happening not only in festivals this upcoming summer, but in the future? What would you implement tomorrow?
I can't do that.
I can't answer the question for you.
The bottom line is we got to, you know, step up our activities relative to what we do in and around these events. We have to step up our ability to find out what's going on and anticipate problems. I think that in terms of, you know, the Lilac Festival, it's a free event. They may have to change. You know, right now, anybody can come from anywhere, go to the Lilac Festival. It may be where you have it fenced off and you have one point of entry, and then when you start to see a problem with that, you can shut it down and nobody else can come in. So there's any number of things that we could do. And you know, what I really hope is that, you know, for a lot of this information that helps us prevent these things, because, you know, we look at Facebook, I'm sure some of these parents are looking at Facebook, kids are looking at Facebook, there should be a much better communication in terms of anticipated problems, because when these things jump off, you know, a lot of times it's just other people who get hurt. It's never the, you know, necessarily the groups that are involved or the fighters. It's other people who are in and around that also become victims.
We've been talking about this all morning, Rain, and we also thought about, you know, you can't come in unless you're accompanied by an adult.
Right, 18 and older.
18 and older. So if you're 18 and under, you have to be accompanied by an adult. Would that be something you'd be interested in seeing?
Most definitely. I think that in terms of a lot of these venues, you know, whether it's Ontario Beach Park, Lilac Festival, Puerto Rican Festival, what you see is that a lot of times we get these young kids and anywhere from 12 to 16, 17 years old, that they can dominate a venue where, you know, if you get a small number of them, they're dominated by the adults. But if you get a large number of them, they can go into these venues and cause havoc. And having an adult there, having a parent there makes a huge difference. You know, I was down at Ontario Beach Park with the Rochester City School District on Saturday. They had an event. They probably had an excess of 700 people there. But one of the requirements was it was a parent-family event. You had fathers, you had mothers, you had kids, and it was a wonderful event. So that is a factor that contributes to control and kids acting the way they ought to act, as opposed to just being sent there or allowed to go there on their own.
Three past the hour, 9 o'clock, Chief Shepherd in studio. We're starting with the Lilac Festival. So much to get into with Chief Shepherd at the water cooler. WDKX, hello.
Hello.
Good morning, live on the air. You had a question or comment?
I just had a comment about the Rochester Police Department. My son, myself, and my son's friend, both two college students home just on vacation, on break, went to the Lilac Festival, were there literally 5 minutes, sat down on the bench. As I walked away, I saw a police officer walk up to them. He walked directly to my son's friend and screamed at the top of his voice, "Hey, thanks for telling us about that guy with the gun. We got him. We got him. Thanks. We got him." We had just got there. No one talked to him about no one with a gun. We had no idea what he was talking about. He intentionally tried to make this young boy a target. He screamed it to the top of his lung 3 or 4 times, and the only reason he walked away is because he saw me walking towards them, because I heard him.
So you saw an officer do this?
I saw with my own eyes.
What day was it? What day was it?
Saturday. This was Saturday.
What time?
And I could not get his badge number because he walked away.
What time was it? What time was it at?
It was, we got to the park about 6:30.
6:30 Saturday.
Yes.
And an officer, Rochester police officer, walked up to your son and said, "We got him."
My son's friend, my son and my friend, his friend were sitting on the bench, and he walked up to the friend. He kind of put his hands up as if the boy was going to give him a high five. "Hey, you know what? Thanks for telling us about that guy with the gun. We got him. We got him. Thanks. Thanks." And the guy is looking like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, thank you. Thank you." And I turned around because I heard him like maybe the second time he said it, and he walked away. So I wasn't able to get his name or his badge number, but that had to be the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life. An officer of the law intentionally trying to make a child a target.
Yeah, I know. What would you say to that, Chief?
Obviously, I don't know the full content of what occurred. I do know that, as you probably heard, that there was an individual with a shotgun up around the venue on Saturday, and we did end up in a foot chase and end up locating a shotgun on the street. So, I mean, the fact that somebody must have told us or somebody assisted us in finding that weapon and grabbing it, I'm sure that came into play.
Yeah, but even if he did have something to do with it, that's not common practice where an officer would come up and say to somebody, "Hey, you know, thanks for letting me, you know, give me information about that gun," you know, and say it that loudly. That doesn't seem like protocol.
And I can't speak in terms of what his intent was, because I think of other circumstances where people have helped us and we've done high five with them where, yes, we've caught people and somebody did something. But I understand her as a parent being concerned that, you know, somebody seeing that might think that, you know, her baby gave something up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that sort of drifts into everything that we're going to talk about today, is a simple fact that, you know, we're so conditioned to believe that we shouldn't be caught up in it, that we don't get caught up in it. And so, therefore, we don't have people that participate in the whole process. And, you know, nothing against her child, because, you know, she's protecting her baby. And I'm going to talk in just general terms, but you know that that is the issue that we face, is that so often people don't want to be involved. They don't want to, you know, be the one that gives the information. They don't want anybody to know they gave the information, which contributes to this continuing problem that just blows up on us. You know, all weekend, we've had any number of things go on in the city, shootings and stuff go on, that nobody wants to step up and say, "Yes, I know it was Shepherd." And that is the key. If nobody tells, then it just continues, and people get even bolder in what they do. And what we're seeing right now is this period where people are very bold. Yeah. You know, running around the Lilac Festival with a shotgun. Okay, could you imagine that in your mind, that that'll happen?
No.
That's what I mean. That's that boldness where people say, "You know what? I'm going to do what I want to do, and ain't nobody going to say nothing, so therefore I'm going to continue to do it." And then as people see other people get away, they join in, and it escalates on us.
But the other part of that, too, is that they want to feel comfortable that if they do come to you with some information, that you're going to protect their back like you would anyone else's. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I think the mother sort of comes off with this whole, you know, "All right, yeah, he gave up that information. Thank you for doing that, but there's no reason to shout it out to the world that he or she did it."
And you know,
or if they did it at all, you know. Right.
And another thing, over the weekend I was thinking about is how you don't see certain events happen outside the city. You just don't see them. Why is that? Because they know people are going to tell. You don't see it in Henrietta. You don't see it in Gates. You don't see it in Greece. And you'll have people that live in the city that have family that moved to those cities or those towns, and they don't act that way. Yeah. Why? Because they know that they can generally rely on people not saying anything.
Ma'am, I called the office, if you can remember any more details about it and what the officer did or didn't do, 428-7033, 428-7033. WDKX, hello?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, what's going on, Kerry? What's up? You're live on the air.
Hey, pretty good. Hey, I got a comment and one question for the chief. I watched the video with the guy in the wheelchair. You instructed us last time you was on here, watch it with the sound down. I did that. I watched it with the sound up. And I looked at it every 360 degrees. And from as a citizen standpoint, they were wrong, man. They were totally wrong. Those officers were wrong. And my next question is this to you. Who really runs the school, the police department? Is the union president or you? Because it seems like every time there's an incident in our community with police officers, you try to back them and justify them, even if they're wrong, you know? And I just have a hard time with that. I grew up in a city where the police alienated the citizens. And there was a big change, and that's Detroit, Michigan, okay? A very big change, okay? And it took the community to get the chief and all the officers out of here, okay? Because we're hearing too many complaints, chief. You know, I'm behind you 100%, man. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just voicing my opinion from what I see. I took your advice. I looked at the video, and anywhere I look at it, guy, and I'm willing to bet my Bronze Star and my Purple Heart on this, that any other officer, if that was a white guy, would have been in every news station, every newspaper, and those officers would have been suspended or whatever. And that's all I got to say, man.
WDKX in the Wake Up Club, your thoughts on that video since you've watched it? Is it currently still under review?
Obviously, our investigation continues. And just a couple points to to the Rochester community relative to somebody, you know, calling here or somebody saying something's happening in the city or the Rochester Police Department. You know, I think that some people would like to hear me say, you know, somebody calls in, they complain, I say, okay, I'm going to fire them based on that. And what we do is we do an investigation. And as part of that investigation, we're going to talk to the people who were there. We're going to talk to the person who it occurred to. We're going to talk to the officers. And then we're going to make a determination based on what evidence we have. So for me to come on the air and say, I saw this or I was told this, and this is what I'm going to do, I wouldn't do that to a regular citizen in terms of not allowing them their due process. And so that's the process that we have in play. You know, as far as this particular incident, you know, a lot of times this is what happens is the person who is the complainant will choose to wait until they go through the legal process before they even come talk to us. So what we have is a scenario where we have a gentleman, Mr. Ware, who has not talked to Internal Affairs due to the fact that he's waiting for how this case is adjudicated. Then after that, I assume that he's going to come in, he'll talk to us, and that will continue our investigation.
So you're waiting for the man who's in the wheelchair to come talk to you before you can continue on with your investigation?
Because the key piece is that, obviously, you know, if I talk to my officers or I follow the reports, it's going to say X, Y, and Z happened. He's going to give his rendition of what happened, and from that, you take your evidence, you take your other witness statements, and you make a determination.
If it is determined that there was a mistake made on the department, would you fess up and make that public? Or would that stay behind closed doors?
Not obviously, but our process, and it recently changed over as a result of the commission that was put together to look at the entire process, is that we would advise the complainant the conclusion of our investigation. So if it was a matter of something was sustained, we would tell them it was sustained. If it was a matter of discipline being meted out, we would say that there was discipline. So our process has opened up a little bit to put that information out. So it's not a matter of it being, you know, all behind closed doors, but it's a matter of going through the process. And, you know, I think that if I arrested Tyreek on the street, you're going to go through a process. You don't go from me arresting you straight to Attica. You go through a process, and there's a reason there's a process, because that's what's fair. That's what this country is built on.
All right, so basically this can't go any further than where it is right now until his first situation is taken care of and then comes to see you as far as internal affairs goes. Because I understand the process. But you have to explain why it's taking so long for you guys to continue on with your investigation, because I think a lot of people will view it as they're stalling. That's the way it's viewed, but I understand where you're coming from.
And that's the key piece, is that, you know, we're going to do a complete investigation, because what good is it for me to come out with half information or quarter information and say, this is my finding, when I don't have all the information? And I don't care which way I'm going, whether I'm saying the officers are innocent or whether I'm saying they did something wrong, it's unfair to all the parties to not have all the information in hand before you make a decision.
WDKX, the Wake Up Club, just getting started at the water cooler with Chief of Police of Rochester, Jim Shepherd on WDKX. WDKX, the Wake Up Club here at the water cooler, 15 past the hour, 9 o'clock, Texas 678-1039. To the phone lines we go. WDKX, hello.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. Live on the air. You had a question or comment?
Yes. I got a question for the chief.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, the 100 officers that you had for Spider-Man, I was wondering, with that thing that broke out at the Lilac Festival Saturday, I was wondering, because we were riding down Highland Drive, and all of a sudden we ran into the pepper spray. And people that are asthmatic could actually die from that. And the other thing is, like, people bring these dogs in to different festivals or, like, down at Shalott. Me and my wife was in line getting ice cream, and there are two dog owners with their girlfriends, and they just kept letting the dogs come up and sniff us, and these dogs are actually touching us. And I was just so upset when we turned around and looked at the people, and they seen the dogs doing it, wouldn't stop them. So I was just wondering if the chief could have a police officer there.
All right. Chief, your response to that?
He raised up a couple issues. One is around the Lilac Festival relative to the use of pepper spray. And, you know, a lot of times when we get these large disturbances, we do use pepper spray because that disperses the groups. And, you know, the fact of the matter is you get a large group, you can't erase, can't arrest everybody. So what you want to do is break it down so that they discontinue the fighting activity and disperse. But I do understand the inconvenience caused to some people who may get overspray, and as he mentioned, people who may be asthmatic who have a negative impact.
I don't know if there is an easy way to respond to that, right? Like, I don't know. I mean, listen. Pepper spray is better than what they could use. You know what I mean?
Right.
What are you going to do? A billy club? You know, you pepper spray may be the worst thing you know, that happened to you, but, I mean, it could get a lot worse for other people.
And I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, pepper spray is one of our less lower levels of force that we use. And it does help a lot because, you know, you go back 30, 40 years, that's the way they broke up those types of fights. You go in with your nightclub just to swing in and you make people run or you arrest people who get, you know, hurt and left laying in the ground. So, I mean, it is a way of trying to disperse crowds without having to go hands-on, and your goal is not so much to arrest as many people as possible as much as it is to get people to leave and disperse and stop the violent behavior.
WDKX, I wish dog issues were the main thing at the water cooler. It's not. I mean, the main thing we have to deal with is stuff a little bit. And, you know, listen, that's an issue for him. I understand that. But there's just so much going on. And I just can go back to, I know Memorial Day is coming up. I don't want a repeat of the Memorial Day, which we saw on the news play out with all the incidents that took place at the beach a few years ago.
Exactly.
That's not what we want. That's not what I want. That's not what anybody wants. We want to be able to go to the beach, cook out, go in the water, get out in the water, eat, and go home.
Right.
Not necessarily in that order. So,
but that's simple.
Pretty close. Right. Yeah. Any combination of that.
The key is having fun
exactly.
with the family.
Yeah.
And the key piece of that is how we prepare and what we do and what resources we put there to make sure that that's how it goes. And that's what we're prepared to do. Is that, you know, we're going to put the resources there to make sure Memorial Day. And, you know, I know everybody hopes that it's a wonderful sunny day. I don't. But as far as us putting the resources there, we're going to do what we have to do to make it where families can go down there and have a good time, because that's really what it's about. It isn't about, you know, a bunch of kids going down there and going buck wild. It's really about family going out and enjoying a holiday together, and it's the kick off the summer, and we want people to enjoy it.
19 past the hour. WDKX, hello.
Hello.
Good morning. You're live on the air. You had a question to come.
Yes, I've called to talk to the chief.
Yeah.
I was like, it's really, really real bad in Rochester right now. And, like, they had a triple shooting Tuesday, a triple shooting Thursday. Three people got stabbed Saturday. A 62-year-old woman got shot yesterday. I'm saying, is that going to beef up their presence around here? Because it's like a Chicago right now to me.
That's another issue to bring up with the chief. The shootings that have been going on within the last couple of days, I think a stabbing over the weekend, too. Mm-hmm. 62-year-old woman was shot. What's going on, Chief?
Obviously, and I'm going to say over the last 10 days, we've had a very horrific string of events in terms of shootings, stabbings, and homicides in there as well. And we definitely have to, you know, step up our efforts, and we're going to, again, be very proactive. And I want to talk about this proactive piece because, you know, when we start to do our thing, what we're going to get is a lot of complaints that we're stopping people and we shouldn't be doing this, and we're harassing people, and we're harassing people in the hood. folks, that's where the violence is happening. That's where we're going to be. That's where we're going to be doing our business. So I'm putting the word out. I know that next Monday I'm going to come in. I'm going to have a ton of complaints because we stopped somebody and they were just riding their bike. We stopped somebody just on a corner. We're going to do that. And I tell you something that has frustrated me this weekend. The big news is the wheelchair incident.
Hmm?
But we've had all these violent incidents, and very few people have called in here and said, that's intolerable. You know, to stand up and say the Rochester Police Department is out here to harass people, and that's all we do. But we don't talk about these shooting events. We don't talk about random ladies walking down the street or sitting on their porch getting shot, and nobody wants to raise up on that. That should be the issue for this city.
Text message 678-1039. These troubled kids are getting their attention by any means necessary, whether it's good or bad. Family is broken. That's a text message in at 678-1039. That's part of the discussion we were having earlier, Rain, about, you know, what's going on. You know, and that's why we brought up the age thing.
Right.
Should there be an age limit now for these festivals where, sure, you can 13-year-old, 14-year-old, 15-year-old can come in as long as they're accompanied by an adult. Will that help curb some of this? Hopefully, because you just can't have it. Listen, you can't have people who apparently don't care around people who have children, elderly.
And now,
you know, folks that just want to go and walk their dog. I mean, you can't have that.
And enjoy the festival for what it is.
If you don't care, I can't have you around my loved ones. I got a serious problem with that.
And, you know, I'm going to get back on my other soapbox, and that is one about what, you know, everything can't be what the police department does to make this city safe, because really it's about community. And we play a significant role, and we're going to play our role, and we're going to do it to the 10th degree. But there's that other component as far as what people do. And we need their help. They have to be part of the program. Because if they're not part of the program, we're just chasing crime. You know, we have a shooting. We show up. We pick up shell casings. We get somebody some medical help. That should not be the process. It should be an integrated thing where we're working together. And, you know, a lot of times people say we're not going to help the police because we don't like the police. But at the end of the day, it's us. It's us, people of color, who are being victimized, and we need to do something to make that stop.
Text message in 678-1039. I was there. The fight wasn't on the grounds of the festival. Listen, if it's not on the grounds of the festival, within walking distance of the festival, it can't be anywhere near the festival. It can't be anywhere near there. Not where people park, not where people walk, nowhere near there.
Well,
it can't be.
The rationalization on that, you found the shotgun off-premises.
It doesn't matter.
What's the difference?
It doesn't matter. I don't care.
What's the difference?
I don't care if it was two blocks down the street or right on the... It's too close. Too close, man. Too close.
And, you know, and when we talk about bullets flying, you know, bullets don't know distance.
Yeah,
they
nope.
go where they go and they hit what they hit. And so it could have been, you know, a mile off the premises, but if it traveled that far and it hit somebody, if it was your baby, we'd be in the same position where we're talking about this stuff has to stop. So the fact that it didn't happen on the specific grounds of the Lilac Festival, it was in and around. I'm sure if somebody was trying to leave, somebody trying to come there, they had to go through that.
WDKX, the Wake Up Club at the Water Cooler. Good morning. WDKX, the Wake Up Club, 27 past the hour. Text message 678-1039. It's getting to the point where it's going to be a sign that says either no teenagers or kids allowed or no black people allowed. This is ridiculous. Listen, I don't think it's going to get to that point, but it's going to be harder to just drop your kid off and think to yourself, I'll pick you up in 5 hours.
You know,
and that's what's going to happen at these festivals.
You know, we talked about this off the air about the fact that, you know, it isn't all the kids. You know, all it takes is a small number of kids to be disruptive, and we got a problem. You know what I mean? You could have in a venue the way you have thousands of people. You could have 20 kids that disrupt. It's going to appear to be that it's a large group, and it's all these young kids, and that's not the truth, and I don't want to get that message out that we got an issue with young people, because there's so many young people in the city doing great stuff, and all it takes is a few to give a bad impression.
Text message 678-1039. Rochester keeps putting your responsibility on the police, but there are parents out there that are taking responsibility for their kids.
Accountability!
1039 WDK. Listen, it's one of those things where if they get to a point where they have to be arrested, Rain, you saw this. They're putting these kids in handcuffs at a festival.
Right.
About flowers.
Right.
I just can't. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I don't want these kids getting arrested, but you got to have some respect for the people that are there.
Exactly.
Young, old. If you don't have a loved one that can't, you can't envision your grandmother being there. You can't envision your little brother or sister being there, your kid being there. You can't envision maybe this isn't the right time or place. You wouldn't do it at church. They don't do that at church, do they? I stopped going to church a while ago. I still pray.
I still pray,
but I stopped going. They don't do that at church. You don't do that at somebody's house. You don't do it at somebody's mama's house. If we get to that point, uh-oh, now we really have a problem. Don't do it at a festival. Because people at the festival don't have any idea what's going on. Any idea what's going on.
Go ahead.
Just in my frustration is that a lot of times the Rochester Police Department is the final answer to a lot of these issues. You know, whether it's poverty, education, acting up. At the end of the day, it's on us. You know, and that's why you end up with these arrests. And I hate doing them because the simple fact is because it doesn't solve the problem. It just recycles and new people step up and we have continuing problems. We got to deal with some of these issues on the long term. And the police isn't just the sole answer.
WDKX and the Wake Up Club, thank you for those that have text messaged in 678-1039. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Back to the phone lines we go. WDKX, hello.
Hello.
Good morning, live on the air. You had a question or comment?
Yes. My comment is to the caller who said that the police are, you know, responsible for this stuff that's going on in our society. Number one, this is the downside of the hip-hop culture, okay? The hip-hop culture taught our young people how to glamorize violence, drugs, sex, all negative behavior. And that's what they're acting out on now, okay? The hip-hop music that's teaching all these negative behaviors. What we need to do is teach them how to socialize and begin to turn that hip-hop culture around, put something more positive in the music, okay, and start putting some positive behavior and putting some real socializing, whatever you want to call it, into the music and teach these children how to socialize. They don't know how to socialize. They don't know how to behave. They can't go anywhere and do anything positive because they want to act out on this music they've been hearing.
Not all of them. And here's the other thing, too. And anybody who's my age knows that there was a culture of rap that wasn't too positive when I was growing up. And you choose to understand what the messages are, and you choose to understand whether it's real or not. That's the whole thing. And I know, Nick, you make the very good point. I often say this about they want to blame music. You want to blame movies. That's fine. I'm telling you, we grew up in the most violent era of hip-hop. And
this is all I got to say. Tariq, jump off that bridge.
No.
Why not?
Because, man, I don't care if you rap. I'm not doing that. That's the whole point. You can't let an artist trump a parent.
That's true.
It just can't happen. Lil Wayne cannot trump your house. If he does,
then there's something wrong. You got to take a look at yourself.
Yeah.
You know, if that's going on in your home.
But I think that's part of it. I don't think a lot of people want to be accountable for themselves to begin with.
Well, like, this is the issue. If that's going to be if that's the thing, then how are you going to be accountable when the police actually do knock on your door? Because we keep giving them a pass.
You're harassing me. That's it. It's a cop. They're going to cop out. You know what I mean? Now it's the police fault. Mm-hmm. It's the police department's fault because I did something wrong.
You're going to blame everybody for the rest of your life. Eventually, you're going to have to pay the piper. I mean, it's eventually, you're going to have to say, you know what? It's me. It's me. And it's not all kids. This is where we get it all confused. We think it's this. We think it's that. It's not all kids. All kids, some kids understand the message.
Right.
And don't go crazy with it. Others don't.
Right.
That's the issues we have.
I mean, you have to be accountable for yourself. You know, hold yourself accountable. And I think right now everybody wants, well, not everybody, but a lot of people do want to play. It's easier to place the blame somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the Rochester Police Department, whether it's the teachers, whether it's the music. No one says it's me. It's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
I love you saying that because every day I get up and think to myself, you know, what a lot of people need to do is stand up, look in the mirror and say, what can I do to address this issue? Because everybody has a role in this thing. You know, the police department has a significant role. But parents, students, teachers, doctors, lawyers, whoever, everybody has a role. And if you're just going to step back and say, hey, you fix that problem, the problem ain't going to get fixed. And that's history has shown us that.
WDKX in the Wake Up Club, 222-0104, text message 678-1039. Back to the phone lines, we'll go DKX, hello? DKX, hello? Back to the next phone line we go. WDKX, hello?
Hello?
Hey, good morning, live on the air. You had a question or comment?
Yes, I had a question to Chief Shepherd.
Yep, go ahead.
I was at the Lilac Festival on Saturday around 5:30 with my daughter and a couple of her girlfriends. They were there to meet up with some boys, and unfortunately, the boys that they were there to meet were arrested. As I approached Highland and South Avenue, I seen the boys being put into the car, and I approached the officer to inquire about what was going on because I was there to chaperone them, and the officer became very agitated and hostile towards me and my 11-year-old son. I tried explaining to him that I was there to chaperone these kids and I needed information to pass on to the parents. Mm-hmm. And all the officer did was scream at the top of his lungs about getting away from his car and that I was interfering with a police investigation. And he actually charged at my 11-year-old son as though my son was doing something wrong. And all he was doing was standing next to me. I was wondering if this is like common practice for RPD to act so aggressively towards children and law-abiding citizens.
Well, let me ask a question. How many kids were you supposed to be chaperoning?
I was chaperoning my daughter, her boyfriend, two girls, and the two boys that they were supposed to meet along with my son.
All right, so you were chaperoning, you were watching seven kids?
Yeah.
And nobody helped you?
No.
That's a rough one, my dear. I mean, I get you stepping up. That's a step-up move. Let me first say that is a step-up move to want to chaperone seven kids at an event like that. The other thing is, I don't know, how do you sort of deal with that one? I mean, here she is trying to get information for kids she's responsible for, but it is a hostile situation.
First off, ma'am, let me apologize for you not being able to get the information that you were looking for, and maybe not having an interaction that left you with a positive feeling regarding that interaction. But I think you hit the nail on the head, Tariq, when you said it's one of those circumstances that it's in the heat of the moment where, you know, and I wasn't there. But what I understand is that you got all these kids, all these fights going on, and you're trying to resolve that issue. And then a lesser issue, even though it's very important to her, comes to your attention, you know, and you're going to focus on what you're dealing with. Let's bring the peace to this moment, and then we can talk some of these other issues. But I understand her as a concerned parent and somebody who was doing the stand-up thing, being the chaperone, and watching out for these kids. That's what we've been talking about all morning, is that we need adults to step up. So I applaud her for that, and I apologize for any inconvenience she had as regarding her getting information.
But in that situation, if I'm there and it's my kid, or I'm responsible for a child and I'm going to an event, at what point can I approach the officer when everybody's sort of in custody? Like, what is the right way to do it? Because it's hard to understand where the officer's coming from, because I just saw 20 people fighting and I just pulled these seven kids out of here, and I'm a little hot right now because, you know, who knows? I mean, two officers were injured there, so who knows what's going on there?
And you know, again, you bring up a great point, because for me, if I was on the street and I'm in the middle of a heated thing where people are getting arrested and say they're fighting that arrest, don't come close to me, because I don't know you're a good person looking for just answers. I'm concerned that, yeah, you're coming to jump on my back too. And when you say, that's my baby over there, that even makes you more of a threat sometimes, because you're going to want to know what's going on. You don't want him to go to jail. You don't want us putting the cuffs on. You know he's a good baby and all that type of stuff. And those create problems. So sometimes you're better off just standing off to the side, letting things calm down, and then getting the answers you're looking for.
All right, WDKX in the Wake Up Club, 2220104, text message 678-1039. If she wants to call your office, talk about this further, what number should she call?
Yes, ma'am. Please, 428-7033.
All right, text message 678-1039. I agree. There should be an age limit at these festivals these days, and kids hear about the festivals, want to meet up and fight. I mean, listen, we talked about that at the top of the show, that there are some kids that will talk about it on Facebook, say, hey, we're going to come down and do this, blah, 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 blah. And you guys do monitor that stuff and are aware of it.
And you know, the sad part is that they choose these venues that everybody wants to go to enjoy. You know, I mean, if you truly want to, I do have a theory. I think they want to go to these venues because they know we're going to be rolling deep. And therefore, you can fight, but you can't really fight, because the police are going to come and they're going to break it up, and hopefully nobody gets hurt bad. Because if you really, really wanted to throw down, you'd say, let's go. We're going to meet out there on the thruway at one of those rest stops, and we're going to do our thing, and it is what it is. But a lot of times they pick these venues because they know we're going to be there, we're going to roll deep, and we're going to try to keep people from hurting each other.
Text message 678-1039. Now, remember, this is a text message, but I'm going to read it verbatim. Tell them Negroes to stop making excuses for ignorance. Hip-hop is, listen, this is what we do.
I mean,
it is trying to find who is what. There's no one thing that's going to solve it all.
Right, and even Lil Wayne made a song talking about mirrors. He's looking at himself in the mirror, so you can't. Fully. I mean, if you want to blame hip hop, I mean, there is positive music out there. And for all the negative music, if it's negative and you don't like it, don't listen to it. Period. Point blank.
Thank you for tuning in this morning. Take a break. Come back at the water cooler. Have you tried? 1039 and active at WDGigs.com. Thank you for making us part of your day. You can text us 678-1039. We'll go to that in a matter of moments. Chief Shepherd in studio this morning. A lot to talk about here on the show. A lot to get into here on the show. We've talked a little bit about Lilac Festival. We'll go back to that in a minute. We've also talked about the gentleman in a wheelchair. He said it's under investigation. Until he comes to talk to you, Chief, there is nothing more that you can move further in this investigation until the victim does talk to Internal Affairs. You're saying that he's waiting for the charges against him first before that happens?
That's my assumption, is that traditionally that's what occurs. If somebody gets arrested, rather than come to talk to Internal Affairs before they go through the court process, they'll choose to wait. And in this instance, that's what I assume is going to happen, is that however the charges are adjudicated, at that point in time, he'll come to us and we'll take his statement and we'll go from there.
Text message 678-1039 having to do with that RPD was 100% justified in the force that they used on May 1st. You know, there are other instances where people will come up with individuals where they've brought up stories, Powell and Dino, against the Rochester Police Department. It also says it's a shame that there are some individuals and activists here in Rochester who are so unbalanced due to their hatred towards the Rochester Police Department and cannot attempt to seek the truth and reality. What are your thoughts on that when it comes to other investigations, whether they're justified or unjustified, and who chooses what battle to fight?
Number one, I think that in terms of people who are willing to challenge the Rochester Police Department in terms of how we do our business and our conduct and our use of force, I think I applaud that because it does keep us on our toes. It makes us know that people aren't just falling asleep on that issue. So I think it's an important part of our entire process. I think in terms of other incidents, if there's been incidents that we have confirmed that there were violations, we dealt with those violations or we meted out discipline based on the circumstances of that investigation. But I don't want to be in a position where every time something occurs, the expectation is that I immediately come out with a finding without having looked into it and not looked at all the information available.
15 minutes for top of the hour. Chief Shepherd in studio this morning, 2220104. Back to the phone lines we go. WDKX, hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Live on the air. You had a question or comment?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, first of all, applaud the chief. He's doing a great job, him and his officers. And I think that, you know, these children in the city of Rochester, they need to be held accountable for their actions. Everybody needs to be held accountable for their actions. I was one of the people that were at the festival yesterday, mm-hmm. and I saw numerous Caucasians walking up to the Caucasian people, walking up to the police, thanking them for their service. And not one time did I observe or witness an African-American walk up to the police and thank them for their service. Just think about it. If the police weren't here, we would be no different than Afghanistan or some of these other countries. You know, I think it's just a black and blue issue where the folks of the city of Rochester, every time the police does something, they're just jumping on the bandwagon without cause and bashing the police for no reason.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are upset at the young people. Let's give you sort of the dynamic of what's happening here through Facebook, text messages, and phone calls. There are a lot of people that agree with this gentleman right here. You know, this is not the police. This is our young people.
And Tariq, I want to say this too, because there are a number of people in this city of color that do tell us we do a great job, mm-hmm. and that they support us. And we understand, and there's other people who we harass. I mean, I guess that's the term a lot of times, that we do clear them corners or we do jack people up for prevention, trying to prevent things from happening. So I understand that, you know, everybody ain't going to stand up and praise the police. And like I said earlier, I think we need people to keep us in check. But it is welcome to hear this gentleman speak. You know, for a minute, I was listening to his voice. I thought it was one of my brothers. Mm-hmm. Not. but it was great to hear his comments because it's few and far between.
WDKX and the Wake Up Club, 14 minutes from the top of the hour. Thank you for calling in this morning, 2220104. WDKX, hello.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Live on the air. You had a question or comment?
Yes, I'm going to talk about the festival.
Yes, ma'am.
I got this Saturday on the 18th. Mm-hmm. And once I got up my car and proceeded to walk down a sidewalk, you know, with family members, I saw a whole group of young people just running from behind houses, behind buildings. I mean, it was just running so fast. And in the midst of these young people, I saw young females. And, you know, I was very distraught about this. And they were running and trying to fight each other. Mm. I saw one guy, how he was going to fight this other guy. One young man pulled out a knife.
Oh, God.
Right away, the mother instinct of me came out. I yelled at the young man, not knowing who he was. I yelled at him, put the knife away, put the knife away, put the knife away. He looked at me,
close this knife up, and they all start running back toward this building.
Mm.
You know, because if I wasn't there telling this young man to put the knife away, some mother's son probably been dead, or some mother's son probably been in jail right now today. You know, I just want to, you know, I was just really just so disturbed by all this, how the young people just seem like they have no type of training or anything.
Yeah, ma'am, I wish I had an answer for you. Because really, you're absolutely right. If you didn't tell that kid to put that knife away, something would have happened. Somebody could have died.
And I applaud her for stepping up and taking the initiative to say something, because, you know, so often we have people that don't say anything, and they'd watch that happen, and then at the same time pretend that they didn't see it. So, ma'am, I applaud you for saying something, and the fact that you had a positive impact on that young gentleman, I thank you.
13 minutes to the top of the hour. A lot of people sounding off on Facebook this morning, Rain. A lot of people getting in their sort of their comments on what to expect. Some people want it to be 21 and older. Others are saying, you know what, 18, accompanied by an adult. You know, there are different points of views on this. There are just a lot of people fed up, too.
Yeah.
You know?
There are a lot of people fed up. And there was one comment that stuck out in particular to me. And it was from a young man who pretty much says, I took it as a threat, kind of. He's like, hey, if you do it and you try to ban us, you know, we're going to unify and riot for one common enemy, and that's older people, because, you know, you'll be afraid that you made us. You know, I'm trying to put it in a nicer way, it's kind of scary that you have young people that think like this.
Yeah,
you know,
why?
Even one person that think can infect a lot. It's like a cancer, and it'll just spread.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. What is so serious? What is so serious that it would need to take place at any time, not just at a festival?
I don't know.
What is so serious? Are you now? I can get that. Okay, we're not going to let young people in. Now you're mad because you're young and you can't be a part of it, and blah 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 blah. That goes along with that. But what is it that makes it so serious that it needs to be handled at that particular place, at that particular time, where this woman who that guy who had the knife out thought of someone, thought of an elder, thought of somebody else, and you know what? She's right. Knife away. Let me get out of here. But how many are not thinking that way? How many of them are going to be out and they're going to say, F you, or you don't know what you're talking about, or you're not my mama, and still do it? That's the concern.
Yeah. And then think about it after the fact, after they've hurt somebody or taken somebody's life. And sometimes I even wonder, do they even think about it after the fact? You know, and it's something that we need to address as a community. And it's a mindset that they have, this mindset. And we as a community, parents, police, teachers, elders, churches, pastors, everyone, we all have to come together and address this issue.
Do we not have an ethics of a safe zone? Like, there are certain safe zones where you're just like, all right, if I see them, we just let it slide till another day. You know what I mean?
I don't think that exists anymore. I think it's any opportunity I have.
But here's my thing, though. There are people that left church and went to that festival.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? There are people who left their kids' game or went to some event and went by, let's drive by and say hi and walk by and see if you see somebody. You know, there are people that did leave church that day and went there. And that's my problem with it. That you had all of this energy, all this anger, and you brought it to a place where kids and people just want to hang out.
I just want to, you know, as we're getting ready to close this out, too, I just want to bring it up that, you know, a lot of this energy and a lot of this anger, it just didn't happen at the Lilac Festival.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening on the streets of Rochester every single day. And, you know, you have these young groups of kids that will fight over what block they live on. Like, that gives them something. And the reality is you're fighting for something you don't even own anything on. Yeah. You know, your avenue or C block or D block. At the end of the day, you don't own a piece of dirt on it. You'd be better off picking up a plastic bag, throwing a handful of dirt in, and calling that your ownership. Because, you know, you're fighting over something that is meaningless.
WDKX, the Wake Up Club, 9 before the top of the hour. Tomorrow on the show, we'll have City Councilman McFadden. If I know him, he's going to be just as hot as the chief is and everybody else that called into the water cooler. And I'm telling you, this is it doesn't take a rocket scientist, Rain.
Mm-mm.
Every festival going on, we'll probably have a meeting today or tomorrow and say, how do we prevent that from happening at our festival? That's what everybody would do. You'd be an idiot if you're ever holding a festival and decide, don't worry about it, not going. No. Everyone who's having a festival don't care who it's for, will be saying, how do we prevent that from happening at our festival?
Right. And, you know, some of the festivals, you know, particularly like in Greece, they just stopped having them. Yep. You know, there's events that have been destroyed by the fact that things have happened, and it's usually these fights, groups fighting, that they said, you know what, it's not worth going through the trouble of having this event.
So we'll go forward, and whatever rules come out of it, you know why they have the rule. Let's not play like we don't know. Mm-hmm. We know why. Whatever rule comes out of this, whether it's next year's Lilac Festival or the festival next week or Memorial Day, blah, 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 whatever it may be, we know why the rule is there. This is why. And anything else that happens during the summer, you know, we'll draw back to this point and say, hey, this is why they're doing it.
And I said, opening, I'm going to close with it. Y'all going to be mad at me next week because we're going to take care of business. And this, just based on what's been happening over the last 2 weeks, we know we have to do our job. We got to step it up. We're going to do that. And I'll take the beat down that I'm going to get next week. But we're going to do our job to try to make the city safer.
Try to make it a safe Memorial Day weekend. 103.9 WDKX, Chief Shepherd will join us on Monday morning. Thank you, Chief. Thank you for the time this morning. Tomorrow on the show, chance for you to win.